the beauty of being there. Our scripture is from Hebrews. For this reason, Jesus is the mediator of a new covenant, so that those who are called may receive the promise of eternal inheritance, because a death has occurred that redeems them from the transgressions under the first covenant. For Christ did not enter a sanctuary made by human hands, a mere copy of the true one, but he entered into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God on our behalf. Nor was it to offer himself again and again, as the high priest enters the holy place year after year with blood that is not his own. For then he would have to suffer again and again, since the foundation of the world. But as it is, he has appeared once for all at the end of the age, to remove the sin by the sacrifice of himself. And just as it is appointed for mortals to die once, and after that the judgment, so Christ, having been offered once to bear the sins of many, will appear a second time, not to deal with sin, but to save those who are eagerly waiting for him. The word of the Lord. You can hear the lovely background music probably. We might have some announcements. I apologize. I'm in the airport in El Paso on my way back from preaching in the weekend in San Miguel, New Mexico. Wonderful, wonderful community. And I, everything went wrong for me to come here, and I'm fighting a cold and dragging. But boy, the beauty of being there. Wonderful people, you know. And talking with them about God and seeing their life and how they're responding to that call in their own lives. It's always a wonderful thing. Those announcements. And now I'm here in the airport on my way back home. And I'm wearing my habit. And it's always interesting the conversations I get into. People wanting to talk about God. And the challenge of wearing my habit at the airport or on the plane when I travel, because who am I going to sit next to and what kind of conversation am I going to get in? If I was just wearing a suit or something, I could be anonymous. You know what I mean? Nobody would know. I could just get by. But then again, I would miss the beauty of being there. Because each moment has a beauty ready to be captured if you're only present to it and present to the people. In Hebrews, we hear Jesus doesn't have to give himself over and over again because he's giving himself, his very self, his own blood. We can give money to something, we can write somebody a letter, but it's that giving of ourselves that has the most power, that being present with somebody. And sometimes that takes being more than just physically present, right? You can be mentally distant. But really being present with people is a beautiful way to bless them and yourself. We believe in God saving us through this incarnation and thus showing us how important this incarnation is, this being there. So who are you with today? And were you really with them? I have a chance now to duck or to talk to people, engage with people. Am I just going to watch the movie on the airplane? No, there's not going to be a movie. Read my book? Or will I engage with people? Who will you be with today? It's this giving ourselves away to those around us, being present to those around us, where the world is saved.